Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, we've had a lot of conversations with clients, with listeners and viewers of the show about travel. People want to continue to travel. It's high on their list of things to do. But one thing that they have a concern about is travel insurance. Mm-hmm. As people age, they have concerns about pre-existing conditions. They have concerns about, you know, how much it costs, of course. And are they getting the right deal out there?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that are on their mind when it comes to traveling.
And a lot of things have changed over the last little bit with travel, with cancellations, with sickness, and where is best? Do you go through the airline? Do you go external? All of those things. My current travel insurance, I'd say, be putting air tags in my checked luggage. So that's it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting topic. We got to bring on our expert here. We got Christina Koch. She is the business development manager with To-Go. If you get a chance, take a look at To-Go's website. Pretty interesting and overall very informative. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So there is a lot to cover when it comes to travel insurance. And with everything that's happened since the pandemic, I believe that there are many things that people are overlooking when they look at travel insurance. So how about you give us your view of what generally are people overlooking when it comes to travel insurance?
The nice thing that actually happened with COVID, there aren't many, but one of the nice things is the fact that it shone a massive light on the need for travel insurance. They're saying around 82% of people are now purchasing, which is as high as it's ever been. And that is fantastic because there are absolutely scary things when it comes to travel. And even though someone who may be financially well off, one gigantic claim could absolutely financially damage you and your family for the rest of their lives. That's how big it can be. One thing that is very much overlooked is pre-existing health conditions like you had mentioned. So when it comes to travel insurance, having to meet a stability period and having your conditions be stable in order for a company to cover them is the key thing when it comes to travel insurance. Are you eligible and are you stable in order for the company to actually cover that pre-existing condition? I think a lot of people forget that maybe they have a puffer in a sock drawer or forgot that they stopped taking a medication. And that's where you're gonna run into denied claims is when people don't disclose that kind of information. And I'm not saying they're trying to lie, but forgetfulness and just not thinking a condition will make an effect is where people run into a problem.
Christina, I think the big one that I have conversations with is that even for people that are getting back into travel and wanting to spend more time out of the country, where do they even look for, or what are the options out there for them to even look at? Some of the clients don't even know where to start.
I would absolutely suggest they talk to a financial agent, an insurance broker, having someone that you can bump questions off of and actually talk to is going to absolutely give you that peace of mind when it comes to purchasing travel insurance. They're going to have options such as single trip plans, multi-trips, so they can go multiple times throughout the year, trip cancellation interruption insurance, which you had mentioned. There's a lot of delays going on in the world. I think we've all seen that in the media. So having some sort of interruption insurance is where they're going to find that information and that coverage for delays. There's also baggage insurance out there. So making sure you have the proper coverages for what you want covered and car rental coverage. And then there's also package options, which is going to encompass all of those in one easy little package for them.
Christina, when you look at a typical person trying to travel, they're mentioned about travel insurance either through their agent who they purchased the package through, the airline will talk about insurance, the credit card company talks about insurance when you're traveling, and there's so many different options out there. How do you sort through all the different providers and come up with the right one for you? Because what we've been telling people on this show is you've got to read the small print. If you were to look at 17 different companies with 17 different policies, my eyes will go cross-eyed from reading all the small print. So how do I make sure I find the right company and the right protection for me if there's so many providers? Even if it's more than three, it's more than what my brain can handle. So Christina, walk me through, how do people find the right company and the right insurance for them?
I would go talk to a broker. There's actual travel insurance brokers. There's some in Calgary, Edmonton, they're all over Canada. They will specialize in just travel insurance, and they will take your health conditions, your stability periods, your age, your travel length, and they will look at their top five, top 10 companies, whatever they have on their shelf, and they'll be able to go through and give you exactly what needs to be disclosed and give you some options in terms of costs. So that's what I would do.
And we find that more and more people are looking for insurance online. They're buying it right off off of a website. When people are looking at that, what should they be aware of and what should they be cautious about?
Websites are great. I am all about purchasing online as well. But the key things that you really want to focus on, are you eligible to purchase in the first place? Because every company is going to have different eligibility requirements. And then, are you stable? And every condition, every company is also going to have different stability periods based on your trip length and your age. And I would absolutely also say general exclusions. There's exclusions in the market in terms of being pregnant and traveling. Or if you're on a wait list for getting your hip surgery here in Canada and you want to travel because the wait lists are so long because of COVID, but I want to go on vacation. No insurance company is going to cover something that's outstanding here in Canada, or if you're on a wait list for something. So again, making sure you do meet the definition of stable, what those stability periods are, and then making sure eligibility, those are the main three things. And then of course, going over your exclusions, what's not covered.
Rob, did you know that if you're on a wait list for like hip surgery or hip replacement, knee replacement, you may not be eligible for insurance?
I had no idea.
So this is fairly new to us in this, Christina. We had no idea that if you're on a list, because many Canadians are on a list waiting to get a knee or a hip or something replaced, and our list the lineup is long, the time frame is long, it can be years before you can get into the top of that list. How does that all work out? Like, how does an insurance company, do they actually ask that question on the application? Because I haven't seen it when I've gotten insurance, but maybe I'm missing something.
Well, it actually will be under the definition of stable. The definition of stable says you're not on a wait list, you don't have anything outstanding. So that's why I'm saying in terms of when you purchase, looking at that definition of stable is key. That's where you're gonna find, if you're on a wait list, if you have even like outstanding blood work because there was suspicion of something going on, no insurance company is gonna cover something we don't know the results to. That's like buying house insurance when your house is burning down. Right? No one's going to do that. So same thing when it comes to travel insurance. If you're on a wait list, or if, like you said, there's a lot of backlog when it comes to getting surgeries done or cancer treatments or a million things right now. Yeah, no one's going to cover that if we don't have it wrapped up prior to departure.
That's fantastic information. Yeah. Good tips to everybody out there. Make sure you understand what stable is within your insurance contract. Christina, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You are so welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been joined by Christina Koch, Business Development Manager with To-Go Insurance. Wow, had no idea.
Huge.
Had no idea. Yeah. So stable. I don't understand how Popwitch travels anywhere. He's not stable in any format.
On his feet, at least.
Anywhere. Have you seen his knees? Like he can't even run like a mile. So it's amazing how he can travel with travel insurance. One thing we all learned about is that it's a definition of stability. Get the proper advice before you travel when it comes to your insurance. You know, people want to have a lifestyle that they want to enjoy throughout their retirement. They want to make sure it's protected. They want to make sure that no matter what's happening geopolitically, inflation, taxes, they're covered. We're going to talk about how you protect and profit from your portfolio and protect your retirement income throughout your life. Tell us about the next seminar we're going to have about that, Rob.
Our next upcoming seminar, Tuesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, the federal budget is out. We're going to go through some of the key points that you need to know about and how to actually build a strategy around it for your retirement and beyond. This is not only for you, but also for your family members. We're going to discuss that with our tax expert. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.